Hello.
Oh, hey, Jose, it's Tina from Local Splash. I think I just missed your call.
Oh, yes, I'm on the phone with another agent from Local Splash, actually, right now.
Oh, how funny.
She's trying to transfer it to me.
Her name's Joyce, so I'll tell her I have you on the line and she can hang up. Hold on.
Okay, yeah.
Him on the line. You can hang up. Okay. Okay, so I told her, and then I have your billing in front of me. Is it still the Yorktown Boulevard for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the new card whenever you are.
What's the monthly payment on that? I can't remember.
The past due amount is $1,249. And the breakdown of that is $800 for Facebook ads, $300 for Google ads, and $149 for your local SEO.
I thought that $800 was already paid for, actually. I paid for that up front.
Well, the $800, if you paid for it last month, what happens is they up your budget for the ads, and then when that budget runs out, they charge you again. So you don't have to do $800. If you wanted to kind of, you know, cut it down a little bit, you could. Meaning, you know, some people do $300 or $500. So, you know, I can adjust the billing for you accordingly. But our minimum requirement for Facebook ads is $100 a month, which would get you about a $3 a day budget. So if you spend $800, you get about a $24 a day budget. So the only difference is that each morning your ads start running. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, right? But once people start clicking on it, let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $3 a day budget. After 3 people click on you, your ads would stop for the day and then resume again the next day. So with $800, you have more real estate, if you will, because you'd have a $24 a day budget, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I just haven't gotten as many leads as I wanted this month off of Facebook. And I know because I was doing it myself too, and that's why I was really trying to get on Google. I was just gonna say
if it were me, I would probably cut down the Facebook ads and maybe increase the Google ads. Because 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, right?
Yep.
So that only leaves 13%. If you look at Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, and you kind of put them all in one category, combined they're only getting 13%. So Facebook ads definitely have a high success rate because, you know, it's social media advertising, but it doesn't get the volume that, you know, the Google ads do. So you might be better off to just maybe cut the Facebook ads down to 100 and then maybe increase the Google ads to 500. And then that way you're saving a bunch of money because I think that would be what? Let me just make the adjustment and see. You'd be saving a bunch of money, but you'd be getting more Google ads and that's where, you know, you'll have a higher return. So what are my
Google ads set at right now?
300. So if we increase, and that gives you about a $9 a day budget. So if you increase it to 500, you know, then you get $6 more a day, about 15 a day. So, and then if you did that, that would reduce the past due amount to just $7.49. So we could adjust the Facebook ads to 100 and the Google ads to 500 if you wanted to. And then you'd just be paying $7.49 month to month.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm not seeing it with the Google ads either. They just said that my, what did they text me that, let's see, hold on. My Google Guarantee campaign has been approved.
Oh, good.
My background check. So that's really what I want to focus on, actually. Like, I would rather put everything aside and focus on that, if I'm being completely honest.
Okay. So then in order to run the Google Guaranteed, you have to have our local SEO package. So if you want me to remove all of the ads, I could do that, and then you would just pay $149 today. And then I'll check with the Google Guaranteed department that if your background check is complete, maybe they can start, you know, sending you those leads right away, and then that would save you some more money for your activation budget. Cause, you know, once the background check is complete, they'll, you know, kind of contact you and say, hey, are you ready to do the activation budget? And I think in your case, that would be $887. So you would, you know, be really good to kind of, you know, halt on some of those other ads and just save it for the leads that would be coming in through Google Guaranteed, you know?
Yeah, I would like to do that.
Okay, so I'll just do 149 then, and I'll take all those extra ads off, and then I'll contact that department and let them know that you got the email that you passed the background check and you'd like to activate the budget, and then if they have any questions, they'll reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sounds so good. For the 149, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, so that card number is 5297.
Okay.
0920.
Got it.
0154.
Okay.
7650.
7650. Okay. Expiration?
0827.
827. And then the code?
995.
995. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So bear with me here. Okay, that one worked. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that. And then, like I said, I'll send the message to that department to activate your lead budget, and then you'll start getting those Google Guaranteed leads as well, okay?
Okay, one more question.
Sure.
So on the website, when it says the information here is no longer being updated, if you are the owner, please contact the marketing agency.
Yes, that's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment wasn't going through. Now that we process that, that orange banner will come down within one business day. And honestly, they tell me to say one business day, but we're on the West Coast, so it's only 9 in the morning here. So I'm confident it'll come down today. But, you know, if not, no later than tomorrow.
Yeah, so the only problem with that is the whole reason I had built out, because I had this issue when I first started with another company where they had built me out a website, and then when I decided I wasn't going to go with them anymore, they just kind of took the website, right? So what I did was I created my own, and although it wasn't the best, it was still mine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it belonged to you.
So this one, I was under the impression that they were just, like, because it's still mine. I'm still paying for the hosting. So
okay.
I was under the impression that it was going to just, they were just going to fix that, boom, and then that's it. I don't have no idea about this orange banner situation.
Okay.
On my website. If it's mine, it doesn't make any sense that if I decided not to go with the company that helped recreate the website, but it's still under my hosting.
Right.
Yeah, so if you could just, if you could explain that to me.
Okay. So, by the way, I just put it in fresh and the orange banner is already off there, which is good. But let's say that somebody comes on board with us and down the road at some point they cancel and they want to keep the website. They can keep the content and pay us just $49 monthly for the maintenance of the site with the content. Or if they didn't own the domain initially, so this wouldn't apply to you, but if they didn't own the domain, they could do a one-time buyout for the domain of $99, and then they'd have to go build a new site on it. So those are the two options that you would have. So you know that you can advertise the site right away knowing that you would never lose it, because if you ever wanted to keep the site and the content, then you just pay us that monthly maintenance fee for it.
Okay, so if I own it, then it wouldn't matter, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't have to pay an extra $99 for the buyout because you already own the domain. That doesn't change, right? But let's say that you stopped working with us and you didn't want to do the $49 a month for the maintenance. Then what happens is that orange banner stays up there on a couple of weeks just to kind of give you a chance to decide, you know, once and for all if you wanted to keep it or not. And then eventually the content comes off the site. So you get to keep the domain no matter what because it's already yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm just trying to check on one thing here.
You're saying it would only just be there for a couple weeks?
Yeah, they'll give you a chance to like go on there and, you know, reactivate it. If you ever, you know, canceled with us, you might say, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to pay an extra $49 a month. So I might just, you know, go build, like you said, I have a domain. I built it myself. It wasn't the nicest website, but I could do it, right? So you could take that time to decide, like, hey, do I want to reactivate the, you know, professionally done site that Local Splash has, or do I want to kind of just build my own? But if you want to keep it and keep the content, then you could always just pay us the maintenance fee.
Okay. And yeah, and I'm not saying that because I want to leave. I'm just saying to get a better understanding because this is my website. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the good thing is that you can always keep the site and the content if you wanted to. You know, we don't hold the site hostage or anything, or, you know, say you have to work with us in order to have the site. There's a lot of people for various reasons that just do the maintenance fee because, you know, they don't need all the extra advertising. Sometimes someone goes into retirement mode and they've been in business for 30 years and, you know, they want to keep their business open, but they're not really looking for more business. So, you know, all they need is a site, you know. So in those cases, they just pay us, you know, for the maintenance of the site monthly.
Right, right. Okay, mm-hmm. So okay. Let me see. So with the Google Guaranteed, you said it already had a budget there that's kind of ready to go, like $800, right?
Yeah, I can't activate the budget because it's not my department, so that's why I'm sending a message over to them that you're ready to go and you pass the background check. That way, if anything is needed, they can tell you, you know, hey, we can activate the budget, but first we have to do XYZ. As a matter of fact, I could probably check with that department right now if you want me to and just see
if
someone can talk to you over there.
Yeah, because actually the other day when it said that it was approved, they just needed me to forward a copy of my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, once updated, we can move ahead with activation. And I shot that insurance over the same day, which was Thursday last week.
I see. Okay.
I'm ready. I've been busy, so I don't even have time to call sometimes. Like, I'm working in the field and stuff, so.
Of course. Yeah, I understand. So.
But, yeah, I'm ready for that.
The client is on the phone and ready to start activation budget. Is anyone available to take the call? And then if they don't respond, then they'll just call you back, you know, as soon as they get the message. They could be in a meeting or something, but I'll just see if anyone responds here real quick. And then, oh, that's right. There's two more people I can tag in it. Ivan and Arlie. And then, okay, so Ivan said that he'll take the call, so I'm going to transfer the call over to him, and then he'll help you get the Google Guaranteed started, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so just, yeah, no problem. Hold on one moment, please.
Okay, we will direct you to the right representative. Please continue to remain on the line, as an agent will be with you shortly.
Are you still with me, Jose? Hello?